Palm Sunday is often a Sunday that we look forward to. At least I do. It's a fun one. We get to do some things out of the ordinary, and for a few minutes, I'll bet few, we get to be, or not be, the frozen chosen. We watch the children in our midst be playful and happy. We sing hymns we know and get the good feels about church and about our life of faith. It's a light-hearted, palm-waving kind of a day. And yet we all know what's coming. The irony is already here because in a few short days, we must recall how the joy of Hosanna's turned to crucify him. The king on a colt becomes a criminal on a cross. The prince of peace becomes a victim of unjust violence. As a pastor, sometimes it's my job to take us places where we don't want to go. And today, and the week ahead, is one of those. There are no pastel colors or chocolate bunnies or Easter baskets where we are going. And as we watch this story unfold before us, we must be forced to acknowledge that the week in front of us is not business as usual. This week contains the pinnacle story of our lives and the story of the redemption of the world. The jolting character of today is meant at once and for all to wake us up, to bring us back from this fanciful world we want to live in with Jesus, just like his disciples that sang and danced as he rode that colt into the city. We want a leader who will be the hero we know that he could be, the one who will rescue us, destroy our enemies, and help sustain our way of life. And yet, he's not going to win. Rather, he's going to die and then rise, and in do so will mend all that is broken. This week is not business as usual in the lives of them who call themselves disciples of Jesus Christ. We are invited this week to go beyond our starry-eyed feelings about whom we want Jesus to be, and really know him for the God that he is. We, unlike the disciples, even though we've journeyed closely with Jesus, have misunderstood who he is and why he is among us. Throughout the four Gospels, right, we hear over and over again the disciples not getting it, not knowing who Jesus is, and today is no different. In our text that Clint led us through, the parody is almost jumping off the pages of the difference between Jesus and all of the other royalty and militaristic parades that went on during those days. Because it wasn't just Jesus in a parade. There were lots of them going on. Jesus was the Messiah entering into Jerusalem, but not the one they expected. Not the one we continually want either. This was a Messiah who wasn't going to play by the rules. He's one who ruffles feathers. He was supposed to be the fulfillment of the kingdom of God, or of David, a new and political and religious order of things. He was supposed to get rid of the Romans, take the temple back, and resume Israel's leadership of Jerusalem. Yet he journeyed into the city not as a powerful king, but rather as a vulnerable prince. He proved this not by riding a stallion, the proper transportation for a king, but rather a small colt, announcing the way of peace, not war. He came challenging the social order of the Romans, for he wasn't a soldier, but he was a teacher. He wasn't simply a rabbi teaching the law either, but he was the fulfillment of the law. Jesus entered into Jerusalem, planning to change things. But they didn't believe in them, and we have a hard time believing it now. It's easier to make Jesus into our own image, isn't it? Just like they did back then. We'd like a Jesus who lives like us, who has our same worldview, same political affiliations and civic ones. We'd like to think of him as our friend that we call on when we're in need. Yet if our lives are transformed by the gospel, we wouldn't have most of our treasures stored here on earth. We'd value things that last, like love, relationships, peace, rather than winning, looking out for our own, and maintaining the status quo. This week is not business as usual. It is the week above all other weeks. And we need this week more than we could ever consciously recognize, because we are that broken. It is the week when the story of Jesus is no longer a fairy tale, but a dark story filled with vulnerability, cruelty, and sacrifice. It is the week, my friends, when all of those pieces that lie deep inside of you, the broken ones, the hidden ones, the bruised and ugly ones, this is the week when all of those pieces have the possibility of being mended, healed, restored, and known. This is the week that our King, our Lord, our God, takes all of those pieces with him to the cross. You know, that feeling of failure because you can't seem to shake your addiction, or the feeling of loss because you can't seem to make an important relationship work, or the vulnerability you feel requires too much in order to rebuild what you have lost. We cannot treat this week with business as usual. This is the week when the possibility of peace will become a reality. This is the week of transition from despair to hope, from captivity of failure to the freedom of love. This is the one week we need to live most, because otherwise, where is hope? But let's be honest. This week will be like any other week. It always is. And I guess that's the irony of our lives as we journey through Lent. Each year this week happens. Each year we remember how in need we are of redemption, how much our world is in need of God's mercy and God's love. And we will still be shocked that yet again we deny him, and our belief in him by the ways that we fail to change our lives to follow him, and recognize that we are no better than our ancestors in faith. It's true, though. This is the week when we aren't supposed to fall asleep in Gethsemane, when we aren't supposed to bicker and think of ourselves as greater than others, when we're supposed to journey with Jesus and stay by his side as he is put to trial by the religious and political authorities. But we won't. We will all run away. We will remain distracted. This week is not business as usual, but it will be. We'll put ourselves before others, and we won't love our neighbor as we ought. Yet maybe, somewhere in the mystery, in all of our failings, a moment of grace will find us when we can say thanks. When we come on Thursday night to eat together at the table of our Lord to pray, to tell the story again of our powerful sovereign God in Jesus Christ, obedient to death on the cross, faithful to us when we are unable to be faithful to God, we will remember that good news is coming, even as we remember it now. But we need to journey through this week Let us remember what is broken, what makes us so in need of a cross and resurrection. It is not a week where business is usual.